Thank you for tuning in to Forbidden Fruit Podcast. My name is Jasmine.
And I'm Zafir.
And we're hitting you with a back-to-back episode.
Back-to-back, like New Jack.
And back-to-back, like Drake's diss track, which we need to talk about. Drake.
Okay.
Drake. We need to talk about
Drake. Scorpio.
October's finest. Speaking of Drake, him and Kanye is friends again. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't know about friends again, but I'll say they're playing nice. The boys are playing nice. Because because Kanye, supposedly, you know, Drake was supposedly effing Kim Kardashian every now and then. They were supposedly hooking up. So, and that's what Kanye said. And this is not allegedly. That's what Kanye said. But I don't know if that was because he was having a bipolar moment when he had said that. Mm-hmm. Definitely Kanye West and Drake. This is interesting to see them together. But you know what? They're boys. And see, the one thing that I can say that I love about the hip hop industry when it comes to certain men is that they don't take it so serious nowadays. You know, back in the Tupac / Biggie days, you had to worry about getting shot the hell up. But now, it's like, it's who's going to dress the best? Who's going to make more money? You know what I'm saying? That's how they fight and argue now.
Honestly, some people are looking at it as propaganda, especially because they have released both of their albums within a week of each other. And yeah, all the controversy behind that. A lot of times, even if there was a real beef, it is hard to now even acknowledge that off of the strength that people do shit for clout now. So it's really hard to believe either. Were they really beefing? Because look at the timing. You know what I mean?
They both of them went number one for their albums. And they both definitely did some crazy numbers. So like you said, that propaganda and that BS, like, yeah, it could have been a publicity or marketing. So I can see where you're coming from with that. But also Drake releasing the diss song that was with Andre 3000. Drake releasing Kanye West's diss song the day after the album that came out was very interesting and well played, which the song was actually really good, you know? But the thing about it is like, how you release a diss song against yourself, it is actually good. Like, and this is supposed to be, oh, y'all not bros no more right now. So it's just like, come on. Kanye West and Drake did the ultimate finesse. Just like, remember when 50 Cent and Kanye back in the day, I think I was in high school when that was going on, they were like, oh, whoever album sells more or does better, the other one would quit music. Neither one of them quit music. And Kanye West actually sold more than 50, if I remember correctly.
Contrary, though, 50 Cent didn't really quit music, but he definitely wasn't seen, though. So,
yes.
In a way, you know. But 50 Cent with so many people, now that I think about it, he done beefed with Ja Rule, who I feel like he did end Ja Rule's career personally.
He ended Ja Rule. Not just that ended Ja Rule. Yes, 50 Cent played a major part, but the IRS played an even bigger part because they took down Murder, Inc., the label, because supposedly the label was funded by drug money. And they couldn't trace back the money that started the label. So if anything, I would say more so that the IRS took them down. But 50 Cent definitely was killing Ja Rule in the game. And Ja Rule, no shade, was doing a lot of love ballad songs. And don't get me wrong, we loved them. You know, we loved him with Ashanti and Little Mo and when he was doing all that. But 50 Cent really crushed that.
He did have a lot of love ballads, now that I think about it. Those were some bops, though. The ladies.
They were.
And that was brilliant, you know, as far as when you look at your target audience when it comes to music. Women, if it ain't white people that you're targeting, it's going to be women. Woman is going to be your biggest fan base, especially as a male artist, because we like love songs. We like sexual songs. We like songs that make us feel good. Shit, we like songs about pain. So, okay. Women going to be your biggest target audience if you're not targeting solely white people, Travis Scott.
Well, the other thing is to bring up, so with Drake and Kanye making up, I think that is a positive thing. We do need to see more of that. You know, I wish we would see some of that in the female market, the female hip-hop market. I'm not going to say the female rap queens or any of that. I'm going to say the female market of hip-hop. You know, more the accountants don't always seem genuine with certain artists. It definitely seems marketed and more or less genuine. It's like we never see these people with their makeup off and just hanging out together. You know, it's like it's always at a party for celebs or a situation where somebody's doing a hosting or at the award show. So it doesn't seem too genuine. So it was really nice to see recently Cash Doll at her baby shower and to see, you know, certain celebrities there like Little Kim and other celebrities there to support her, because that is the side that we see, like, okay, this isn't about anything industry. This is literally just something personal that's going on in my life and that you're supporting me in. So I thought that was really nice to see.
I agree. And the reason why I love that you mentioned Cash Doll, because that's actually what I was thinking about when you mentioned, like, seeing celebrities outside of a celebrity event. I was thinking about, and I'm actually going to put names out there, but you remember at one point when Cardi and Cash Doll seemed like they had made up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was around the time that there was a legend that Cash Doll was dating Partisan. This is before he even got with Megan. And that would have been a cute couple too, honestly. But anyway, when they were around that time with Cardi and Cash Doll was hanging out, you know, I was thinking about when I saw her videos and pictures from the baby shower. I was like, I noticed Cardi, not just Cardi, but other female rappers that Cash Doll is cool with wasn't there. And I was starting to think, are these people just cool, you know, for social media or just to save face, but not in real life? Or if they are
cool, I don't think they're cool in real life, not to cut you off.
No, you're fine. But I was going to say, or maybe they're just not as cool, you know? They're just more like industry acquaintances versus actual friends.
Well, if we remember... Oh, shit.
You're fine.
I was just going to say, if we remember, Cardi did say something particular that I always pay attention to. Cardi says she really is a person that likes to stay to her family and herself. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that Cardi is genuine when she meets these people and she's around them for celebrity events or hostings or club performances, whatever, you know. But I don't believe Cardi lets a lot of people into her personal life.
Right. And that's fair, honestly. And I get that. And I'm not even trying to shade either ladies for this. I was just an observation, because a lot of times, just like you see those photos at these little industry parties with, as of recent, it would be like Saweetie, Normani, Chloe Bailey, Doja Cat, Ryan Destiny, all them little it girls, you know, the aesthetically pleasing girls that we all now are like, these are the it girls as far as the black girls in the industry. There was a video with Megan and all of them, and it looked like an awkward exchange. It was on TikTok, and I was like, yeah, this kind of does look a little awkward, but you don't really know what was said, they were saying. But sometimes you think, like, these girls be posted up just for videos and photos and the aesthetics, just to show, like, we're united, but in real life, they're mean girls, you know? That kind of sucks, because y'all don't have to put up a facade. But if that's the case, you know, I don't know. But it is good to see the melanated queens all together as a united front, whether it's the rap girls, the actress girls, the R&B girls, especially the R&B girls, because I noticed, like, in the female hip-hop community, there was a lot of division. But now I'm slowly seeing a lot of division as far as the female R&B artists. Like, there's a lot of comparisons now, and I don't want that to cross over to their market.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. For instance, like, for recently, like, Halle Berry had called Cardi B the queen of hip hop, and then I don't know if it was at the MTV Awards or some show, Winnie. The model, she had said, the only queen of hip-hop, Nicki Minaj or whatever. And it's just like these fans just get in such a rut about nothing. Like, oh, well, Nicki's the queen. Cardi can't be the queen. She hasn't done enough work. Honestly, everybody is a queen in their own right. You can't tell somebody they're not a queen because you were here before them, or because if that's the case, somebody always came before the other person. So mm-hmm. if that's the case, you know, some people could say, okay, Queen Latifah is the queen because she's been doing it since the 90s. Little Kim is the queen. And then some people say Salt and Pepper is the queen. So if that's the case, why can't everybody be a queen and they own both, right? And I agree with Halle Berry. Halle Berry said, no, I don't regret and I don't go back on anything I said because I said they were, she said, why can't there be more than one queen?
Exactly.
And she said, they're all queens. And I definitely am excited and happy to see that for the first time that a movie with a soundtrack made by all females. That's awesome. That's never happened before.
Oh, yeah, that is.
The movie Bruce, that's going to be coming out on Netflix, I believe. It was produced by Halle Berry and Cardi, and it has her. It has, who else does it have on it? I think Chakra. What's her name, Chakra? Chakra? I think she's on there. I know that Doja Cat is on there. I know that what's the other girl that almost got a Grammy when Cardi won her Grammy? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Rhapsody? No.
Yes, Rhapsody is on there. Yes. Yeah. So it's good to see something different like that. I'm definitely here for the United Front. Because back in the day, in the 90s, the early 2000s, the girls were really out there partying together. It wasn't like, okay, girl, I'll see you at the next award show or the industry. Like, these celebrities were really out there together, hanging out, partying, going to each other's houses. And I respected that. It was so genuine. So if we're going to get back to that, then that would be awesome.
I agree. I like the... definitely the 90s was such a vibe when it came to hip hop and female rap. And I feel like what Cardi has done in the industry, regardless of how long she's been in the industry or not, regardless of all the other antics and et cetera, she has made some groundbreaking moves. Excuse me, y'all. I had two glasses of wine. But she has did some groundbreaking moves. A lot of things that, okay, sure, she hasn't. And this is no shade. This is no shade to a particular female rapper at all, I swear. But, like, sure, she hasn't had 100 entries yet on a top Billboard 100. But
well, baby, she's getting there.
That's what I said, yeah, because she's surely climbing.
She's getting in with only one album.
Right, and these are... Right.
No, because in the last year, I believe she's had nine songs that have charted, and I think she's only put out 10.
Yeah, so exactly. So the whole point is, and this is regardless of her stats, this the impact she's had on female rap so far as now other female rappers are being acknowledged. It's, you know, because it could have been another 10 years of just her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it would have been like, you know, the last 10 years, it was just one person. And then when Cardi came in, it could have easily just been Cardi, right? But instead, yeah. More like Cardi was open to collabing with other artists, putting other artists out there. She shouted out Rhapsody, Chica. There was a few of the artists she shouted out one time, and they were all like, thank you. She put a lot of other female rappers on her map, as far as even in the WAP video when she had Ruby Rose, Lotto. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that is actually pivotal. Regardless of how you feel, a real queen has no problem sharing the throne, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Period. A real queen.
And so when Winnie Harlow, she did kind of say, well, I didn't see the whole video of Halle Berry.
Yelling. She didn't see it at all yet. Yeah.
She capping. That was all over the
shade. She's definitely capping.
It was in the shade room, and she be in the shade room comments. I've seen her.
All the time.
Almost every celebrity follows the shade room at this point, because the shade room done made a name for themselves that it's now one of those things where you kind of, you know, like, you tiptoe. You're like, as a celebrity, I would be like, okay, if I post this, I know it's going to make the shade room. Fuck any of the other news outlets. My first thought would probably be like, the shade room going to catch this shit.
Exactly. That's how people know. If you want to get some music sold, or you want something promoted, you pay that shade room to promote that. They have, what, over 10 million followers?
No, they got more than that. They, like, got 15. 15.
Oh, that. I don't be going on there now.
Because they had did like a whole.
You're right. Oh my God, they have 25 million followers. Oops.
Oh, I was behind. The last time I remember, it was 15. Like they did a whole like, we got 15 million followers. I was like, oh, y'all done came a long way because I've been following them since Facebook days.
Facebook, yeah.
Before they made it to the Instagram, I was arguing with motherfuckers in the comments on Facebook because that's where it used to be ruthless at. It used to be real nasty on Facebook Shade Room, but now it's Instagram Shade Room that has more of the clout. And they're on Twitter.
No, definitely.
They're on Twitter too, but I don't know. It's a little bit weird to follow them on Twitter, TikTok, and on them other apps. I think the Instagram is probably their most suitable platform, to be honest.
I agree.
Yeah, it makes sense. It just does. And honestly, even though Instagram, all it is you posting versus like Facebook where you're writing a status, you could post this, that, and the third. I feel like Instagram is the most suitable platform to promote anything you service, whether it's a business, a service, whatever. I think Instagram is the best free platform for that.
Definitely. I agree. So the other thing is for me, so I'm glad, like I said, we're definitely glad to see the support has changed. You know, like I said, the only thing is, like, obviously people have to be industry friends because of business-wise and business adventures. So I get that aspect of it. But I also would love to see, like I said, it was nice to see some type of genuine interaction outside a celebrity event. You know, because, like, baby showers, weddings, certain things are real personal. Right. You know? And you're not just going to say, okay, yeah, you're my friend. You're my celebrity friend, so come. And even if you did say that, okay, I'll send a gift, you know? So, like, so it's definitely, like I said, it was definitely nice to see that. Also, what else is going on?
One last thing, though.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead. No, you good?
No, I was just going to say, COVID is still a thing. And
it is.
Now that I think about it, Cardi does have a whole newborn, so.
Yeah, that too. But Cardi's about to host. Well, did she host? When is she hosting an award show?
She's hosting the American Music Awards this Sunday, I believe. And You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. Speaking of the American Music Awards, my favorite fucking performance of hers.
Oh, yes.
When she did
I Like It, yes.
That was beautiful. I'm not even going to lie. I wish she could that. Ugh.
Listen, she shook the table with that performance.
It gave very
much not just standing on stage, walking back and forth like some people do with no stage presence. I'm not trying to lie. Y'all can feel how y'all feel, and everybody knows I am a Lil' Kim fan, but since Lil' Kim, stage performance wise, like a female rapper, like, I love Missy too, and Missy definitely gives a show.
Yes.
But Missy's more of a pop artist to me, / rapper. Like, she gives me very much Lizzo. Mm-hmm. I think that's why Lizzo's such a big fan of Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. You know, congratulations to Missy too, that she just got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, congratulations to Missy. Well deserved, well overdue.
Mm-hmm.
So, far as that, I think far as stage performance and stage quality and listen, Cardi gives the girls, not even a run, she gives the girls, her and even Megan Thee Stallion, give the girls a show. It's not just walking back and forth. You know, so, you know, it's more like, yo, we gonna dance, we gonna shake that ass, we gonna dance, we gonna sing, we gonna pop, we gonna give you choreography, we gonna give you, you know what I'm saying? And people don't even realize, a lot of these male artists don't give you that. They just have 30 people on stage and they walk back and forth and they rap. That's it. But the girls, especially the female, and Doja Cat, the females, like in hip hop, they have to put on a show. You get what I'm saying? Because they can't just walk back and forth. They have to really put on a show and give you the business. So that's why sometimes back in the day, they said that a lot of, even with female R&B artists, that men, like I think 50 Cent said it, he said you know, when it comes to a woman artist, you got to think about, it's not just going to be, oh, put her in some Tims and some jeans and a t-shirt. He said, you're going to have to think about makeup, hair. You're going to have to think about stylists. You're going to have, there's more into putting into a female artist. So I think since Lil' Kim, Cardi, Megan, and Doja Cat have really put on shows. Like, they don't just, oh, walk back and forth and say, no, they really perform.
What I love that, yes, they definitely give us visuals. And they definitely give us creativity as far as the visuals.
Even and with choreography. Videos,
choreography. I just, the one thing I love that you just mentioned, you said all three of their names synonymously. And the reason why I say I love that is because they coexist. And why I love them more is that we finally got female rappers. Well, for the last few years, coexisting in the industry and dominating in the industry. And not just dominating as female artists, but dominating as artists in the industry. That's beautiful to me. Like, I love it. What a time to be alive, because once upon a time...
What a time to be alive!
Once upon
I'm sorry, that's Doja Cat.
It wasn't even like that. So I'm here for it, definitely. Definitely.
I definitely agree with you on that. It's to coexist. There's no, okay, so we got to say one is above the other.
Right, exactly. And I, speaking of which, because we did mention in the beginning about Tupac and Biggie, so we don't have too much information on this yet because the news is still developing, but I did want to talk about Faith Evans and Stevie J.
Mm-hmm.
I am lit because I almost said Steve Wonder.
It's that red wine, Jazz. I'm drinking. I'm drinking that red wine tonight.
It's that blueberry wine that Jasmine was drinking. Because that, okay. That red wine was nasty as fuck. Had to pour it back in the bottle. Like, I'm good, love. Enjoy. But no, so apparently Stevie Wonder...
Yo, what?
Excuse me. Bloopers.
Stevie J filed for divorce.
Yes, for against Faith Evans. And then there was a video that was leaked, which had the worst audio in history.
Wait, before you go there, Jasmine, you also have to not go into the other thing. Is that after he filed for divorce on Monday of last week, there's a video of them this week at the beach doing flips.
Yes, and someone was like, wait, the video that just leaked of them arguing, someone was like, was this before or after the cartwheels on the beach?
Okay.
I was like, I don't
know. Okay, the cartwheels at the beach.
Right, they were living their best life.
And like then, they're giving me very much allegedly, which we have to say, they're giving me very much Whitney and Bobby, if y'all know what I mean.
Someone said karma and cocaine. I lost it.
Oh my God. See, there you go. They're giving me very much. And we do know that Stevie J did go to rehab for substance abuse. We don't know what, but allegedly it was that sugar, that booger sugar. And we do know that Faith, back in the, after Biggie died, she did admit to having a big cocaine use at one point.
Mm.
So it's like two. Technically, when you're an addict, you never stop being an addict.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a battle no matter what, because anything you go through could trigger you. Mm-hmm. So for two addicts to get together, I think that's why, first of all, Jocelyn and Stevie J are both Scorpios. Not saying that plays a role, but it does in a way, because it's similar personalities. Like me personally, I'm a Scorpio. And I always say, I'm never going to get with another Scorpio. I've done it, and it was literally like, I literally thought that we were about to have World War III. Like, because it's like when you're loving each other, it's great. But when it's toxic. And the thing about it is Jocelyn and Stevie J were very toxic together. And they both had a substance abuse problem, allegedly. So if that's the case, I think two people that have had issues with substance abuse had no business really getting together if they weren't good in their path of their addiction.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I think any of the two signs dating, like if, like I'm a Cancer, so a Cancer and a Cancer couldn't date. I don't think two signs in a heterosexual or homosexual relationship should date. And this takes away from the gender roles, because the reason why I say that is because I always think the men of the zodiac signs are the worst of the worst. Like, it could be a girl of a zodiac, and I'm like, oh, she cool. But you meet the male version, you're like, oh, hell no. So I just think that two zodiac signs that are the same should never, ever, ever.
It happens. Like my parents are not together. My parents are both Leos. My mom was a July Leo. My dad's an August Leo.
Oh, wow.
And my mom is very much like, oh, your father's the weak-ass side of the Leos. And I'd be like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay, no wonder this didn't work out for y'all.
Your mom.
But then, like, my grandparents are the same, too. My grandparents, their birthdays are 2 days apart. You know, my grandma's birthday is St. Patrick's Day, and then my grandfather's birthday is 2 days later. And they're the same sign, and they've been together 53 years.
My family is not an example of that, because my mom is a Cancer, my dad is a Taurus, and apparently, according to the horoscopes, that is the most compatible sign to date. And it's not just one horoscope I read. It was like every horoscope mentions that Taurus and Cancers are meant to be. And I'm like, I would have never guessed, because my parents are both, and no. And then my great...
Well, you also know, that not because, you know, your parents are different people, you know.
Very different. Very,
very different.
Very different paths of life, for sure. You know, with my mom and her lifestyle, and my dad and his lifestyle. You know,
yeah.
Minister and her being
a part her lifestyle.
The LGBT community. So
it's, I wasn't going to say all that, but okay.
You know, I didn't want to put her on blast.
That's what I said, her lifestyle.
But everybody who know my mom knows, okay.
It's not that it's a secret, you know, at all. It's just, you know, me personally, like when, for instance, like when my mom introduces me to people and stuff, like I used to hate this. Something my mom used to do. No, it wasn't my mom. I think it was one of my sisters. She's, to jump off topic real quick, or a female friend of mine, when they'd be like, oh, this is my gay friend. I used to be like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, don't do that. And I get why some females have done it, because they like, oh, to make their man calm down. Like, oh, well, I told him, you know, you my gay friend, so he don't have to worry. He need to calm down. Blah, blah, blah. And I get that aspect. But at the same time, bitch, me being gay ain't got nothing to do with you if I ain't sleeping with you. Exactly. I'm just your friend, period. That's where it is, okay? I'm your friend. That's it.
Right. I agree.
Do I happen to sleep with men? Yes, but that don't got nothing to do with you, because you're not a man.
Nothing at all. I agree. And we talked about this off of the podcast about how, you know, you have to be like, this is my gay friend, just for your boyfriend to be okay with, you know, you being friends with this person. And it's like, why does it even have to be that way? Because now we're talking about a whole nother issue. Obviously, you don't trust your partner enough to have a platonic male friend, regardless of their homosexuality, but regardless of their sexuality. I don't have to tell you that my actual platonic male friend like men for me to continue to be friends with him. Maybe he could be straight and we could still be friends. We could still be cool. That is so unnecessary.
Just like, for instance, like with females, think about it. And I don't know, as a female, if you've ever experienced this or ever said this, and this is no, I know you're not judgmental, but if you're never going to say, oh, this is my lesbian friend.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to say, oh, this is my homegirl, whoever, Christina. This is my homegirl, Christina. Not, oh, this is my lesbian friend, Christina. No, you're going to, but I've heard, okay, this is my gay friend, Zafia.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You know, you're never going to say, oh, but when you introduce, oh, this is my friend, Christina. And you know why? Because her sexuality doesn't have anything to do with you. Just like as a gay male, my sexuality has nothing to do with you. And I'm just jumping on topic. I'm not educating Jasmine or nothing like that, because she knows. But I just, like, I try to tell people, You know, even if somebody is in an openly gay lifestyle, it's not your business to tell.
Exactly, because you don't introduce me as this is my straight friend Jasmine.
Of course not. That's weird.
You know? But that's the same notion that's given. When you introduce someone based on their sexuality as the introduction, well, do it with straight people too. Be like, this is my straight friend John. This is my straight friend Jessica. Don't be like, this is my gay friend Zafir, but not include the straight people's sexuality. Because, I mean, maybe I'm just doing the most. Maybe. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. But we did kind of go off topic because we definitely talked about some booger sugar and karma and cocaine. And oh, but you know what I did want to talk about? So, you know, in the video that was leaked after the cartwheels on the beach and after the news that he filed for divorce, Stevie J was basically telling Faith Evans, like, yo, you're disrespectful because you had niggas sleeping in my home. Like, you sleeping with niggas in the home. And I was like, you know what? That is definitely furthermore proves that Tupac was right about talking about, I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. I think that was really true. Because remember, that was all alleged. And she denied that she fucked Tupac. And I...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm trying to... What you mean? That's a sarcastic. Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there to confirm, but yeah, okay.
Right. Allegedly, she fucked Tupac.
You with the same man that was talking about your husband with, if you were with him or not, and I know that she was pregnant when she found out Biggie was doing all the things he was doing. But, and I'm not even covering for Biggie because you know how I feel about him. You know, yeah. I definitely fuck with him as a rapper, but you know my other feelings is, you know, he is a woman abuser, in my opinion. He has had a lot of domestic violence, even when he was alive, with the women he was with. So I'm not going to say, oh, you're a great person, and you're known for domestic violence, like with more than multiple, not just one woman, with multiple women. Yes.
No, I'm so sorry. But the particular artist that you talk about that was abused by him, right?
There's more than one. It was also Charlie Baltimore.
Yeah, but I'm saying for the one particular artist, right?
Correct.
That you like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That you love, adore.
Yes, thank you.
For that particular artist, she goes... And I want your thoughts.
Yes, yes. Come on, give it to me because I have an opinion on it.
She goes hard in the paint for this man.
We can talk about it. Queen B, Little Kim. Yes.
Little Kim was abused by
Biggie Smalls.
Allegedly.
And it wasn't allegedly because, you know what, we say, we don't even have to say, because Jermaine Dupri confirmed in an interview when Little Kim and Usher was doing a song for his album back in the day, how Biggie put a gun to her head.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because she didn't want to write a verse that... She didn't want his input on a verse she was writing. She wrote the verse herself, which a lot of people try to say, oh, Kim was nothing after Biggie. Kim's biggest hits came after Biggie, if we're going to keep it real. He was already dead by the time her second album came out, and third and fourth album. Okay, so... And her biggest hits and her Grammys and all the awards that she won really came after his death, actually, without him. You know, even though a lot of people try to say, oh, he wrote all her hits, which he didn't. He definitely inspired and wrote on some. I'm not going to say he didn't, because she says that herself. But yes, I don't understand why Kim... I do understand why Kim goes so hard, because it's... I love her, but I'm not... The realistic to the situation is that sometimes bad women are protective of their abusers.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome. I talked about it in the episode, and I was just trying to clear that up because I was noticing she goes harder for him than Faith does.
Anybody, period.
Yeah.
Even then, other than his mama, that girl always respects and represents. Because that's like with Tina Turner. You get what I'm saying? See, Tina Turner don't mess with Ike, but when he was alive, before he died, when he died, she didn't go to his funeral, none of that. You get what I'm saying? She don't mess with that man, period. But the thing about it is, she'll never take away the credit that he did put her on. And I think that's the situation for Little Kim. Is like, okay, he took a bitch out the hood and put me on. with the Junior Mafia situation. You know, with the Junior Mafia situation. So I think that's where she has a level of respect for him. Because, yeah, you didn't treat me right, but you also did put me on where that all 25 to 30 years later, I'm still able to live this lifestyle. All because of you putting me on. Mm-hmm. So I get, like you said, it is Stockholm Syndrome, but I also get the understanding of it. Like, no shade to Tina Turner. I'm not saying she wouldn't be who she is, but we know Tina Turner first as Ike and Tina. Then, before Love Has to, What's Love Got to Do It, but by that time, Tina Turner was already a solo artist. But we didn't know her as just Tina Turner. If it wasn't for Ike Turner giving her the last name and giving her the name Tina, because you know her name was, what's her name? Anime.
Okay.
So if that is so, without him in a way, we wouldn't have had Tina Turner. So without Biggie, technically we might not have had Lil Kim, because Lil Kim was going to college before she started rapping, and she was doing whatever she was doing in the street. But she ended up quitting school and started rapping because of Biggie.
It's crazy how meeting people would change your life forever.
Yeah. You know, some in a negative way, some in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, she's very very supportive of him to this day. She still reps him so hard. I don't know nobody that reps somebody that been dead over 20-something years harder than her.
That is true.
She still has the Biggie dinner every year for him. Like, she definitely represents, you know, because I'm not trying to shade nobody, but P. Diddy was just literally just eating off of that man's death.
Oh my gosh. Man, we could go in about Diddy and Biggie's death and how allegedly they saying, allegedly,
he was involved.
And it wouldn't shock me none.
Not at all.
It wouldn't shock
me. I tell people this all the time, and people will be laughing at me, but I will say it again and again. Nothing a man does shock me anymore. And people say, why do you say that? Why do you say that? And I said, because, and I'm not saying women can't do this either, but I guess because I've been through a lot with men, I'll say that nothing a man does actually shock me. Because for some reason, I just feel like women are capable of anything as well as men. But something about men just don't shock me. It just doesn't shock me when they do certain things at all. It's just like, I expected this from you.
Right.
Like, and I only expected the worst from you because you are the worst.
Oh. That's true, though. Honestly, at this point, men are definitely not setting a good example for men worldwide. Like, y'all just, not you, but like, men in general, y'all just been... It's like, here's my thing, and I think this goes into the misogyny of things. Okay. Men are now accepting that they're not shit, and they have no shame in it. And it's like, okay, I ain't shit, but you still gonna want me. I ain't shit, but you still need me. I ain't shit, but these are the things that you're gonna settle for regardless, because
these are the things you're gonna put up with.
Exactly. And I'm like, first of fucking all, women, raise your standards. Second,
and not just, and that's gay men too.
Right. Anybody.
Okay. Any man.
Yeah. Anybody. But that's what sucks, because you know they joke about City Boys are up 100 points. Then they talk about Future. And then you know what also messes it up? And I don't wanna be blaming this particular woman, but Jada fucking Smith. I need to shut the fuck up for at least 2 to 3 episodes regarding her relationship with Will Smith. I'm tired of, and I'm not saying that what she's
saying. I'm tired of her disrespecting that man.
I'm not saying what she's saying is wrong. It's just what she's saying gets misinterpreted in media. And that also makes her look bad. And then it also makes Will look
bad. And then the fact that that whole August Alsina thing, what kills me is people talk about, oh, well, she had August around her family. And the thing about it is, one thing I can say is, if you gotta move on, okay, move on. But you ain't gonna be bringing nobody in my face.
Right. And what's also trifling is, Will has cheated on her as well. And apparently,
oh, Will, not cheated. I would say that they had an open relationship, and they still do.
But Will, no, but he's actually has cheated on her, apparently, allegedly. And that's what allegedly sparked, you know, her stepping out. And then, of course, them agreeing to being in an open relationship.
Well, so, from what Will said, he said that if I'm not making you happy, so you need to go find your happiness. We both do.
I just feel like with her being that way, you know, with, okay, one week we find out that he wasn't sexually pleasing her. The next week we find out that she still was in love with Tupac while being with him. The next week we find out about August Alsina.
Just like, you know, damn, she keeps...
It makes guys feel validated and being trifling as fuck to women when they hear
that. Yeah, but you see, who was it, Future, who said, oh, I'd rather hang out with Jada?
He was just bullshitting, man. Come on.
No, I'm just saying that was an example of being, like, basically saying, oh, her behavior is acceptable.
Right. They're saying her behavior is acceptable, but they're also using her behavior as a means to be fucked up to women in general. Like, the baby, the whole the baby and Danny Lee situation, I saw a fucking meme that was like, oh, the baby is doing it for Will, in honor of Will. Like, what the fuck? Like,
ooh.
They were saying that.
Oh, I get it.
They did it
they
in honor.
Stupid.
He was doing it in honor of Will Smith. And it's like, come the fuck on. Like, y'all validating one nigga who's going through a shitty relationship, actions or whatever. Y'all validate. Like, it's just, ugh, shut the fuck up. And it be niggas that don't got a pot to piss in, a job for income, or clothes to wear. It be those niggas that feel like they got so much to say about women.
Okay.
I saw a post that said, it's wintertime, so if you're not on the lease, keep the peace. These homeless ass niggas be talking the most shit on this internet. I can't.
Okay.
I can't take it.
Get into it.
I did cut them off.
No, you because it's true. And I always tell people, be careful, because I said niggas always want to move in once the summer's over.
Once that daylight savings hit, niggas is in the house playing daddy.
Want to play house.
Playing house? Nah.
And once springtime come, they be out that damn door.
They be outside in these shoes.
It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this. If you want, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with Jada did, because if her husband didn't mind it and she didn't mind it, that's technically really in our business. Even though she's giving it out to us, she's on a public platform, so she's giving it to us to listen to.
Right.
So don't sit here and say, "Well, oh, you shouldn't have a comment on people's marriages." No, baby, you shouldn't put your marriage out there.
Exactly.
So, for me, yeah, I got a comment. I sure do.
Right. You're for us to put out 2 cents. And if you don't want us to put out 2 cents, then don't give
and
us
a dollar. And then get mad about it.
Don't give us a dollar, and then I won't put my 2 cents.
Yeah, and then it has the nerve to get mad. I was like, how are you mad when you sit here telling your business?
And that goes for anything. Both for Jada. That goes for anything.
That goes for that baby situation, too.
Right, and I wanted to know your thoughts since I already recorded the last episode.
Oh, on that situation, I just felt like this. Yeah, the whole situation was embarrassing for her as a woman and as somebody who just had a baby. I definitely think it was definitely inappropriate on all accords for everybody, because you have to think about this. This woman just had a child, and I'm not taking away from whatever they went through, because we only seen a clip or a live, whatever was posted, which it was projected to make her look bad. Okay? So we have to think about that aspect. Then we have to also think about the fact that the baby, that man is not a one-woman man, obviously. Okay? So she, you know, but she also has to take responsibility to never go back to that situation, because he supposedly was acting like they weren't together all this time, and then now he wants to show his baby. Oh, yeah, we do got a baby together. You know, this is the situation. You know, then he went to call the cops and get this girl charged with, you know, what was it, assault or little assault or something like that. So my thoughts on the situation is this. You have to take accountability for yourself, for the situation that you also put yourself in, because you didn't get there by yourself. And I'm sure there were signs that she may have saw prior. But for him to try to put her out at 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever that live was, whatever that time was, well, actually, I think it's regular time, my time, and your time, because they were stuff. I think he was in, what, Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, so 3 o'clock in the morning, you have no business. I have a child myself, and I would never put my baby mother out. I don't give a fuck what we're going through. We're going to have to sleep in separate rooms. We're going to have to sleep on a couch, on the floor, or something. But I would never put my son and her out at 3 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't even put her out by herself. I would just tell her in the morning it would be best that you gather your things and leave.
Right. And you know
so what? I thought that was corny of him.
That's what makes, I guess that's what messed it all up, is the fact, because she had mentioned, she was like, I would have left, but the thing is, I'm out here in Charlotte, I don't got no friends out here, I don't got no family. So of course, she didn't want to up and leave. And she mentioned,
and then somebody said, oh, she could have went to a hotel. First of all, at 3 o'clock in the morning, like she said, she had to get her assistant. She had to get plane tickets bought. You know, it wasn't just a 1-2-3 situation. And that's what I am on her side in that aspect. You can't just be jumping up with a baby that's 3 months old. And if she's been in Charlotte all this time, you gotta also have to remember this. I think she was flying to DR today or the other day when she left, right? You have to remember this. Her doctors, her baby's doctors, her doctors are all in that area. Because you just don't have a baby and say, oh, let me move all over the world. No, you have to have that baby, and that baby has to go to the doctor every month. So you got to have to also think about the fact that her child is, this is her child, not just her child's home. This is where her child's doctor's in. So she has to, you know, we don't know, God forbid, if there's something wrong with that child or if that child has special medical needs. She also has to make sure she takes care of that. Speak to the doctor. Get a new doctor. This is not a 1-2-3 thing when you have a kid. You just can't move how you want. And I don't think some people thought about that aspect of it as well.
A lot of people love to say what they would and should and could do until they are in it. So they just honestly gotta take a step back and mind your fucking business as far as what you would do. Oh, I would do this. Yeah. I would do that. You don't know what the fuck you were doing until you put out of the baby's house at.
And nobody should ever make fun of a situation like that, because let me say something. We've all been in a situation where we were dumb for a nigga or for a bitch. All been in a situation where we were dumb for a nigga or a bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we've all been the dummy. Okay, I've been the dummy. I remember one time I was messing with a guy, and he brought me over to another nigga's house that he told was his friend. Come to find out, that was his whole nigga. And I was like, and when he introduced me, he said, oh, this is my friend. Mind you, me and him wasn't together, so we really were friends. But he introduced me like, oh, this is my friend. And da-da-da. So I said, oh, okay. And then he told me, he was like, yeah, that's my friend or whatever. But he didn't say it in front of the guy. And I paid attention to that. And I was like, okay. So he told me, oh, just sit here in the living room. I'll be right back. Why he go in the room? Fucked that nigga and then went home with me back to his house, and then I fucked him that night, right? See, and then I found out about later when the nigga hit me up like, oh, are you fucking my nigga? I said, who's your nigga? He said, Will. I said, Will? I said, I've been fucking Will for months. He said, that's my nigga. I said, didn't I meet you? He said, yeah. I said, oh, shit. I said, this nigga had enough to really bring me to a nigga house that he fucking on. And that is actually his boyfriend. And that's what I found out. I was a side piece. The baby wanted to call that girl a side piece.
You know what, though? A lot of times, you know, and we all know this, women don't know they're the side piece. And
that girl wasn't no side piece, though.
No. We know that. But I'm just saying, yeah. A lot of times, women, men, we don't know if we're the side piece, because we're
that's
only
true.
Going off of what the person telling us. They ain't telling us blatantly that we're the side piece. Then of course.
Now, I done had one guy tell me straight up, he said, listen, I got somebody and I'm fucking with you on the side. And I said, okay, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate you giving me a choice. I'm done with you.
Right. But not many people are given that choice.
That's a fact.
Or if they're given that choice, it's well after their feelings are already invested.
Involved. That's how I ended up with Baltimore, is because by the time I found out the shit I found out, my feelings was already involved.
Uh-huh. That happened to my friend.
And then I couldn't walk away. Then it was like a situation where I was like, damn. I want to, but I already got feelings, and I feel like my feelings are valid too for this person.
So that's what sucks, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It's definitely a lose-lose situation also too, because, you know, it's a child involved. And it's a situation where I'm not going to take away from anybody's parenthood. If he's a good father or not, it's not my business, and I don't know, and I don't live in his life. But the way he treated that woman, where he wants somebody to treat his daughter like that, and the fact that he only has daughters, says a lot. Okay, you have 3 daughters, okay? All, what, under the age of 5? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to think about, would you want a man putting her out in the middle of the night at 3:00 in the morning with your grandchild? Mm-hmm. Or would you say, you know what? Listen, this ain't working. I need you to leave in the morning. I need you to leave as soon as you can, because this is not a comfortable situation or a safe situation for neither one of us.
Sometimes your karma is going to be on your children. So the type of man you are to these women is the type of man your children is going to end up dating. And that,
okay, like my dad, I love my dad, but my dad has how many daughters? I think 6 daughters and 2 sons. Yeah. And the thing about it is, my dad is a dog. He got 4 baby mamas. But like my dad said, the women he messed with when he was with them, they knew who he was. You know, my dad always keeps it real. He always says, the women I messed with, when I messed with them, they knew who I was already. He said, so they knew I wasn't an ain't shit nigga. He said, I always took responsibility when it came to, if they told me they was pregnant, I did what I had to do. And that's what I will, me and my dad has had our differences, but my dad has raised all 8 of his children, never walked away, never disappeared, never went for cigarettes, and never came home. So I get what it is, like, this woman knew this nigga wasn't shit. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for tuning in. This was a great recap. We are ready to do a lot of episodes for you guys. We are enjoying. We are at 1,000 listeners. Woo! I am so excited and super excited for this and what we got coming next year. So thank you for tuning in to the Forbidden Fruit Podcast. You can follow me at DAAFIR22. That's DAAFIR22 on Instagram. And you can also follow the Forbidden Fruit Podcast. And where can we follow you, Jasmine?
At just.jazz, and that's JUST.JAZS.
And email us, comment, whatever you guys need to do to get in touch with us. If there's any topics you want us to talk about, any discussions or stories you want to send in, you can click the link on our profile on Forbidden Fruit Podcast on Instagram, and you can also email us. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great week.
Bye.